We are in Daf Vav Amud Aleph. Let us just quickly go over the Gemara Mitim Salemel, where the lines start getting wide, the bottom of the Amud. Mitim Salemel, Tokfa Echad Befaneinu Maitzin Oisei Miyadoi. If in a case that it was Shosak Lubseif Tzavach, the din is Maitzin Oisei Miyadoi. So the Ran had said, we mentioned yesterday, the Ran had said Pshat. So why is it Maitzin Oisei Miyadoi? Because we consider that the din yachleiko is a din badai, so a suffik haido will not be maitzi from a din badai. Hikdisha eina mikodeshes. So if one of the two oichzim will be magdish the talis, it's not Hegdish. Im timtza loima tokfa echad befaneinu ein maitzin oisei miyadai. But if you will say that tokfa echad befaneinu shosak lebetzeif sovach is ein maitzin oisei miyadai, ikdisha b'loi tokfa mau. So what is the din ikdisha b'loi tokfa if he was magdishit? Given the Omar Mar Amirose Legavoya Kimsirose Lahedye Tommy Kemand the Tokfa Domi I Dilma Hashta Mia Holoi Tokfa Osivi Ishki Yagdish Es Beisei Kaidish Ma Beisei Bershusai Avkol Bershusai Lafuke Hai Deloi Bershusai. Now I'd like again to mention the Loshan Haran and to perhaps try to understand one nekude that the Ran mentions over here, which I think we did not elaborate on yesterday. The Ran and the Chedushim says as follows. Im timtza loimel, the shaila of the Gemara, the tokva echod befaneinu, Ein maitzin oisei miyadoi. Alme, ein onu teifsin talizu betchile bevadai ki ilo hoisa shol shnayim. We don't assume that when there was shnayim oichsim, that half belongs to each one beteiris vadai. Because if it would belong beteiris vadai, heich memidin oisei bishus atoikev mimnei sofek haido zu. So then, a sofek haido would not be moitzi from a vadai bailis. Ela vadai af betchila narein oisei besofek lachol echad vecha. So al kolchoch, if we say, tokva echad befaneinu, ein maitzian oisei miyadai. So the reason is because when it was shnayim oichsim, we considered that each one is tafos misofik. That we say yachleiku because maybe half is Reuben's, maybe half is Shimon's. Ela she'ein, it's a... I'm sorry. Af betchila on the rain oisei besofik lachalechad veechad. I'm sorry. Betchila, we say maybe the whole thing belongs to Reuven. Maybe the whole thing belongs to Shimon. I don't have any vadois. Elo, she'ein moitzin kol chatzi vechatzi shebo mishus hatoifes. That means be'etzem, there's a suffix, maybe the whole thing belongs to Reuven, maybe the whole thing belongs to Shimon. But Reuven is tafos in half, Shimon is tafos in half, so therefore, ein metzien kol chatzi v'chatzi shebo mishus ha'toifes the misfaker loy mafkina. That means since Reuven is a tofus in half, I say, so I don't take it away from Reuven. Shimon is a tofus in half, I don't take it away from Shimon. Umishim hochi. If that is pshat, but now that I have a Sofik Haidor, that was the case of the Gemara before by a Sofik Haidor, and now Shimon is a Tofus, so now I leave it by Shimon. That was the Gemara before. Mishim Hochi, Ikel is Fuki, Behikdisha, Kilei Tokvomai. So according to this Tzad, that I give Reuven half because since he's Tofus in half, Misofik, I don't take it away from him. So now I'll have a Sofik if Shimon was Magdish Reuven's half. Ki lo yitok v'may. V'afilu lo yishosak chaveiroi, even though Reuven was not shosak when Shimon was Magdish. Elo tzovach, he's screaming. I still have a Sofik. Now what is the Sofik? The kivon. The moment zeh besofik shel shneim huaymit. This moment, I have a sofik, maybe the whole thing is Shimon's. Maybe the whole thing is Reuven's. V'dayin yesh l'kol echot ve'echot eize din afilu b'chatzi ha'achat. And besides that I have a sofik, maybe the whole thing belongs to Reuven. Maybe the whole thing belongs to Shimon. Shimon is a schus in that what Reuven is tofus. Da afilu sofik haido zu mahanile. Vahoraye, if Shimon will chop it away, and there's a sofik haido, so now I say that Shimon is a tofus in the chelik of Reuven, and Shimon keeps that chelik also. Now the Ran says, you say this to Kizach. Is davke legabe hedyet loy mafkinon mirshusa toifes lefi she'ein koichoi chal birshus chaveiroi de mechusa tkife umesira avol rishus gavoya b'chol mokeim huchayil. I'd like to try to explain what the Ran is saying over here. The Ran is saying, when you have shnayim oichsim betalis, so the second tzad of the Gemara is that emetzi miyodoi, pshat is that Reuven is a tofus in half the talis, Shimon is a tofus in half the talis. Not, I don't know, but Teres Vadi, it's Reuven's or Shimon's, but Reuven is a tofus, so I give Reuven half. He's a tofus. Hamaitz mechaber olavarai. You don't take it away from him. Shimon is a tofus in half, so you give Shimon half the talis. Now, if Shimon will chop it away from Reuven, if Shnayim oichsim betalis, and Shimon will chop it away from Reuven, so we have a Gemara, and Reuven screams. Now, you're taking it away. We have a Gemara that it's nothing. Why don't I say that Shimon is now the Tofus? Now Shimon is a Tofus. Before Reuven was a Tofus, which I merged him. Now Shimon is a Tofus. So it would seem through grabbing, you don't become a tofus. A choytif does not have a din tofus. That's what it would seem. You need. Now he said this is the lashon of the Ram. The davke legabei hedyet leim mafkinen mirshus a toifes. Legabei the bailus of Shimon, we will not take away mirshus a toifes from Reuven. He does not get a koyach in the half that Reuven is holding. The mechusa tkife umesire. It has to be, in order for him to get a shame tofus, it has to be given over to him. by grabbing alone, it doesn't have a shame tofus. That's why if Shimon will grab it away, and Reuven screaming, Reuven will not become a tofus. He's a choytef, not a tofus. He doesn't get a din tofus. So therefore, that's the din. But by Hegdish, we see Chazal say a moiridik eloshen, amirosoi legevoya kimisirosoi lehedyit. So when Hegdish gets something, Hegdish, the rishus gavoya is ki ilu, it was nimsa legevoya. So now if Shimon was magdish the talis, Shimon was magdish the talis, so we don't consider ki'ilu Hegdish chaked away from Reuven. Amirosoi ligavoya kimsirosoi ledit is like it was nimsar to gavoya. So now Hegdish gets a din tofus. That is the tzad that Hegdish should help. That is what the Ran says. Avorishus gavoya b'chol mokeim hu chayil v'loy mechasre bei mesire. There is no chesorin that it wasn't nimsar l'shusam. Hegdish gets a shame tofus without being nimsar l'shusam. That is a din in Hegdish. V'kivin shemomin zeh b'sof ha-koyimit. So now the Ran goes to explain the tzad of the Gemara. I have a talis that Reuven and Shimon are holding. This is a suffix, maybe it's Reuven's, maybe it's Shimon's. Fine, that's number one. Chayil olei Hegdish, now Shimon is magdish the talis. Now there's a suffix, maybe it's Shimon's talis. There was a suffix all the time. Now all the time, even though it's a suffix Shimon's talis, I will not take away the half that Reuven is a tofus. Because Reuven is a tofus, so we'll not take it away from Reuven. Ischail alei Hegdish misveke le'inyin isure dechemman detokvo bedine lehedyetomi. This is equivalent like a hedyet became a tofus. Not like a hedyet chap. The mesire legvoya makes keilu Hegdish is a tofus. That means if it is Shimon's, so Hegdish is a tofus. If it's a sofik Hegdish. But I can say that means before Shimon was Magdish, I have a sofik, could be it's Shimon's, but since Reuven is a tofus, I will not take it out Meshus Reuven. Unless Shimon will become a tofus on it. And Shimon will not become a tofus through grabbing it. Grabbing doesn't make him a tofus. But Hegdish can become a tofus through being magdish it, because by Hegdish, it's kilu nimsal Hegdish. It's called that Hegdish got it through a mesire, and Hegdish becomes a tofus. That's the tzad in the Gemara that the Hegdish should be chal. Oy dilme, kivin da hashte miye holoi tokvo, ve'ene sheloi lishum dovol, af le'inyin Hegdish, ene mekodeshes mikoichoi. What is the other tzad? The tzad is, that is true. If Shimon could be magdishit, then Hegdish will become a tofus. That's no shaila. But since Shimon as yet was not toifesit, Shimon has no bilis whatsoever in Reuven's chaylik before the tvisa. So he can't be magdishit. So you can't start. If he could be magdishit, so then it would become momin gavoya. But then the gavoya would be called a tofus. Misofik, I don't know. I mean, if it's Shimon's, so Gavoya is a tofus. But since Shimon Bishas, the Hegdish, did not have any bailus whatsoever in it, he can't be Magdish. He didn't have any bailus Bapoyo. We're talking, could be he's a bailum. I don't know. Could be Shimon is a bailum. But since Bepoyel, he doesn't have any shlita over the chelik that Reuven is a tafus, so Mamele, he can't be magdishit, so therefore, Hegdish cannot become a tafus. So that is how the Ran learns the shayla of the Gemara. He says, the Gemara, again, Bekitzer, the Gemara has a shayla as follows. If I will assume that Shnayim Oichzim Betalis is a suffix, maybe it's Reuven's, I feel like we paskin Chalukah. I Bezen has a suffix, maybe it's Reuven's, maybe it's Shimon's. Maybe the whole thing is Reuven's, maybe the whole thing is Shimon's. The reason I give half to Reuven and half to Shimon, because Reuven is a tofus and a half, and Shimon is a tofus and a half. So that's why I will not take away half from Reuven, I'll not take away the half from Shimon. That's why half is given to Reuven and half is given to Shimon. Now, if Shimon will chop it away from Reuven, and Reuven is screaming, Shimon does not become, the chaparai will not make Shimon a tofus in Reuven's chaylik. Reuven is still considered a tofus. But if Shimon is magdish Reuven's chaylik, so by Hegdish it is considered amirosoi legevoye kimisirosoi. It is not considered like it was nichnas lershus Hegdish al yedei chatife. No, it was nigdash nichnas lershus Hegdish al yedei mesire. So Hegdish becomes a tofus. So now if Hegdish is a tofus, so now when I see that Shimon was magdish tol talis, you'll ask me a shayla. Who is a tofus on the talus now, on the whole talus? So I'll say, I don't know. Could be. If it's Shimon's, so Hegdish is a tofus. If it's not Shimon's, so Reuven is a tofus. But I don't know who the tofus is. So there's a thought, maybe Hegdish is a tofus. Maybe Reuven is a tofus. But if it's Shimon's, Hegdish is a tofus. Before the Hegdish, Afilu with Shimon's Reuven is a tofus. That means Afilu klapish maya galya. It belongs to Shimon, but loyba shemayimi. We don't know who it belongs to. So halachically, we paskin, since Reuven is tofus in half, so half is Reuven. That's the nomates mechaber al varai. We'll give half. So in shlita, who has a bailus on the talus? Reuven has a bailus on half the talus, because he's a tofus on half the talus. Shimon has a bailus on half the talus. Who it really belongs to is irrelevant. But lemaisa, Reuven has a bailus on half the talus, because Reuven is a tofus on half the talus. Shimon cannot grab it away. By Shimon grabbing it away from Reuven, Shimon will not become a tofus. Reuven has a bailus now on half the talus. But if Shimon was magdish the talus, so then Hegdish becomes a tofus on the talus. So then Hegdish is a bailus on the talus, because Hegdish is not called a choytev. Hegdish is called a toifus. That's the oimek advarm amirosel legvay kim sirosel lehedyet. The tvisa of Hegdish is not called a chatife, it's called a tvisa. That is one side of the Gemara. So memela, so now Hegdish can become a tofus. Hegdish can be typhus from Reuven. So misafik will be also. Maybe Hegdish is a typhus. Or maybe it cannot become Hegdish as yet. The chelik of Reuven can't become Hegdish, because Shimon, as yet, does not have any bailus in the chelik of Reuven, because the vow were paskening half of the talus, Reuven is a tofus, so it's Reuven's. So Shimon doesn't have any bailus in the talus. So if he doesn't have any bailus in the talus, as yet he can't be magdish the talus. So we can't start the ball rolling. So memele, that's the tzad, that it's not Hegdish. Tashma. So the Gemara wanted to be poshet the shayla. Dahi mesusa. A mesusa was a merchitz. Either was a bathtub or whatever it was. It was that will be seen later. Dava minza alo beitrei. There was a mesusa, let's say a bathtub, or a melchitz, that there was a machloikis between Reuben and Shimon, who this melchitz belongs to. Hai omar didihu, vahai omar didihu. And now, this melchitz, no one was a tofus, and the psak was called Olam Gova. That was the psak. Bezin didn't know what the psak. Bezin said, whoever will become a tofus on this melchitz is finished. Dvar, no one was a tofus. No one was a tofus, but each one has a potential to become a tofus. It'll happen, it'll be a tofus. But Dvar, no one was a tofus. Come, chad minayu akdisha. So one of them, so he was magdishit, finished, he's magdishit. Now the suffix is, so now let's be elich, let's just understand the tzodei hashayla. Let's say Shimon was magdishit. Now, if Shimon will chapit, if Shimon would chapit, it would be Shimon's. Shimon is a koich to chapit, over here. By happening it, you'll become a tofus. By kold olam gova, when you happen, you become a tofus. Shimon did not happen, but he gave it over Lushus Hegdish. So now Hegdish became a tofus. Hegdish became a tofus, fine. But we have here the same Shaila, but since he was Magdishit before his Tfizah, so he doesn't have a bailus to be magdishit. The same shaila we had before, maybe he does not have sufficient bailus to be magdishit, we have over here also. Maybe he doesn't have sufficient bailus to be magdishit. Or maybe not, since he has a potential bailus, he could be typhus. Maybe that's enough of a bailus to be magdishit. This l'chayra was the shaila by Mesusa. So now we didn't know, is it hegdish or is it not hegdish? Maybe Shimon doesn't have a koich b'chal to be magdishit, so it's nothing. Or maybe he does have a koich to be magdishit, so then it's hegdish, or suffik hegdish. And again, here maybe it would be better than suffik hegdish, because each one who has a koich to be taifis, if he's taifis, it's his, so memela, he was magdishit. So they didn't know it's hegdish or not hegdish, so they didn't use it anymore. So now they were stuck without a melchitz, which was a problem. Yeah. So Rabbi Shaya told Rabbi, ki ozlus kamei de Rav Chisda le Kafri, boy mine. When you go to Rav Chisda, to Kafri, Rabbi was going to Rav Chisda, ask him the Shaila. That means they didn't know what the loch is. This Shaila they didn't know. So boy mine, ask him the Shaila. Ki also lesure lemaise, before he came to Kafri, he came to Sure, and he asked Rav Amnuna the Shaila. We have a problem. We have a melchitz. One was magdishit. Is hegdish chal? Is hegdish not chal? Was any bekoich to be magdishit? Yes or no? Amar loy Rav Amnuna masnisani. It's a mishnah. Your shaila is a mishnah. What is the Mishnah? Now, but there's a few cases in the Mishnah. And again, alone, let's explain one case in the Mishnah, which Rav Amnuna wanted to be poishet the Shaila. Safik Bechayres. There was a Safik Bechayr. Safik Bechayr means, Peter Rechem was born. I don't know if it was a Peter Rechem. Maybe there was. So Safik, maybe something was born before, maybe it wasn't born before, I don't know. Safik Bechayres. Echad Bechayr Adam, a Bechayr Adam. That means an Adam was born, a Safik Bechayr. Ve'echad Bechayr Beheime, Bein Tahirim, Bein Tmeim. Let us talk about a Bechayr Beheime Tahirim. We have a Bechayr Beheime Tahirim, is a Safik Bechayr. It's a Safik, I don't know, was a Petarechim, not a Petarechim. The din is a moitzi mechaveiroi olav harayim. So what is the din? So the Gemara understood whoever is murzik in the bechayr is a moitzi mechaveiroi olav harayim. So that means That means if the Yisroel, the Gemara understood now as follows. If the Yisroel, if this Bechoyer is Bershus Yisroel, the Kohen comes over to the Yisroel, Mazel Tov HaBehime, a Bechoyer was born by your Behime. No, you're looking for a Kohen, you know, let me introduce myself. So he tells Anshuldik, this is a Safed Bechoyer, I'm a Murzik, Amaitz Mechaveir Olav Araya, Anshuldik. It's not Momen Kohen, it's Amaitz Mechaveir Olav Araya. Le'idach Gise, the Gemara understood now, what if the Kohen went and he gets such an answer from the Yisrael, he hops it away from the Yisrael, Guten Tag. If you're not cooperative, we can speak differently. So he hops it away from the Yisrael. Now there's a din, Amaitz Mechaveir Olav Araya, I'm a Tofos. It's mine now already. The Mazel Tov was not said in Zist. It's mine. Okay, it'll be a chaparai. But that, the Gemara understood that that's the halacha. The halacha is that whoever's a buchzik, the mumming of the behemoth belong is the, if the soul is the muzik, so it's his, not mumming koin. If the koin is the muzik, it's mumming koin. Gewalt. Kameitz mechavel arai. Fine. V'toni alo asurim begize v'avoide. But here it says that it's also begize v'avoide. Now let us just say in the kuda over here what the Hava meaned. V'hocha da'omar tokvo koyin eimitzin oise miyodoi diktoni hamaitzim echaveire olavaraya v'chiloi tokvoi asurim begize u'avoide. Now, let me just say over the Loshon Haran, how the Ran learned Pshat in the Raya of the Gemara, and then we'll try to explain it. Zok the Ran. Safik Bechayres. The Gemara brought a Raya from Safik Bechayres. Umishum the Mamaynoi shel Koyin Henktas. The Bukhair is Ktsas Momen Shal Koyin. The Tokvoi Koyin, watch out, it's Ktsas Momen Shal Koyin. The Tokvoi Koyin. A Mitzian Miyodai. So that means the Koyin has a potential that can be his. If he'll chap it, it's his. Ubisofik Hein Mutolin Mitchilosa. And that means now it's a Sofik. It's a Sofik. It's the Momen Yisrael, Momen Koyin. The Koyin has a Koyich to chap, fine. Af al gav, the le'inye momen hedyet, ein moitzien oisoi mirshus ha'toifes. When it comes to momen hedyet, that means, does the animal belong to the Yisroel? Does it belong to the Koyin? So Kozman, the Yisroel, is a murzik. You don't take it away from the Yisroel. Rishus Gavoya habo mikoyach mamoinoi shel koyin chal afilu birshus Yisrael atoifes oiso. Amore de kezach. The Gemara held now. If it's mamin koyin, the din is, if the bocher is mamin koyin, Gavoya has also a bailus in it. Legabi giza vaboide. That means it's also begize v'avoide, because if it's mamin koyin, gavoya has a bailus for gize v'avoide. Legabi other things, it's mamin koyin. But legabi gize v'avoide, it's mamin gavoya. So it says like this. So I have here a bechoyer. I have a suffix. Whose mamin is it? Is it mamin Yisrael? Is it mamin koyin? So the Mishnah says, well, you have to look whoever is a tofus, that's whose mamon it is. That's legabi mamon hedyet. Is it, does it belong to the Yisrael? Does it belong to the Kohen? That's totally whoever's a tofus. But whoever the mamon hedyet is, legabi gizev avoida, it's mamon gavoya. That means gavoya chapt already. Gavoya chapt, l'gabi gizev avoide, it's considered that gavoya chapt,
And therefore, it's also begis of avoida. Legabi to do avoida with it, it belongs to gavoya. Legabi to take off the hair, it's mamin gavoya. So that means the gemara, but it's only mamin gavoya if it's mamin koi. That means the mamin gavoya is dependent. If it's mamin koi, so then it's mamin gavoya legabi gis of avoida. So the gemara wanted to be poshet to shaila. So you see, it's considered enough mamin koyin to make it mamin gavoya. That means now, even gabi the Yisrael, when the Yisrael is holding it, legabi giza v'avoyde, it's mamin gavoya. Who made it mamin gavoya? Now it's only mamin gavoya if it's mamin koyin. The isa giza v'avoyde is because it's mamin koyin. So the Gemara said, so you see from over here, Afa gaf the linya mum and hedit aimaiti and aisim rishus hataypes, rishus gavoya, which is gabigiza bavoida, habo mikoyach mamaynei shel koyin, that means if it's mum and koyin, so there's a tzad that's mum and koyin, the Baal is not a tofus, the Yisol is a tofus, mum and rishus gavoya habo mikoyach mamaynei shel koyin, chal afilu b'shusa Yisrael ha-taifes oiso, so legabi giza v'avoide, it is now also afilu b'shusa Yisrael. Afkan, im timtzaloi medetok v'y mitzin miyodoi, kivin shebesofik shneim hi oimedes, v'afilu loi tok v'arehu besofik olechot v'echot, af al gav de legabi momen hedjit emitzin kol chatzi v'chatzi shebo, mishus ha-taifes, דווקא לגבי הדייתו, משום דמחוס התוויצה, אבל רשות גבויה בכל מוקי מולחל מסופק, כיוון שבסופק היא עומדס, ומומן כל אחד ואחד הוא, ליתוק ואמיצים מיודק. The Gemara held, in other words, the Issa Giza Vavoyde, it's כאילו the coin was magdishit, Ligavoya for Giza Vavoida. That's how the Gemara understood. That's why a Bechir is, if it is Mamin Koyin, it's Ke'ilu, the Koyin was Magdish Achelik of his Bailas, Ligavoya Ligabi Giza Vavoida. That's how the Gemara understood the Issa Giza Vavoida. So you see, it is enough Mamin Koyin, even though it's by the Yisrael, that the Rishus Gavoya should be Chal. So the Gemara was Poshet or Shaila. That's how the Gemara wanted to be Poshet to Shaila, and that's how the Gemara wanted to be Poshet to Shaila for Mesusa. That was the same Shaila of Mesusa. That means I have enough Bailas to be Machnesit Lushus Gavoya. I have enough Bailas. And that's why it's also Begis of Avoida. It's also Begis of Avoida because it's Mom in Koyin. The Issa Gis of Avoida is, that's Rishus gavoya habo mikoyach mamaynei shel koyin. That's how the Gemara understood. The Gemara understood that, and it is that way, Taka, that it's also begizah b'avoyde because it's mamin koyin. So it's keilu, the koyin was magdish, the chelik of gizah b'avoyde legavoya, so that's why now it's also begavoya. So you see, the bailus of the koyin is sufficient to be magdish, to be magdishin. So mamela, so we're poishet to shayla of mesusa, and l'chera we're poishet to shayla of higdish echad mehem.